Yeah, we just have the executive summary to finish. Ideally, the deadline is tomorrow, 6 p.m., but if you want more time to discuss this with the team, well, the earlier the better. Yeah, sure. I don't mind staying late. So long as we focus. You know what I mean? Well, I am trying to get us on the right track, seeing as it's part of my job. But you are my boss, so I still have to listen to you. That being said, if you want us to have a smoother time, in the next 48 hours, business first before pleasure, okay? Thank you. Now I need to tell my I need to tell him that I'll be going home late again. Yes, he's going to be upset, but I am going to end things with him. I just need more time. He's a little angry and all over the place, and I'd rather do it safely, if you know what I mean. Good. Thank you. Yeah, I'll just call him. And I'll be at your office in a bit. Okay. Thank you. Hey, I'll be coming home late again. I know. It's like the nth time this month and this past couple of months. It's just a really huge report, and I am insisting that the boss finish the executive summary within today or before tomorrow morning so that everything goes smoothly in the next 2 days and I can stay home earlier or I can come home earlier. I'm so. Listen, you know this is important, right? Like, I can't screw it up. The team can't screw it up. You know how important this report is going to be and how it's going to affect the entire company, including your job, right? Exactly. So I'd appreciate a little bit of understanding, please. Hey, what are you doing here? The boss is currently busy, but I could just ask him if he can come and enter. Are you okay? Listen, I know you're upset because this is the nth time I'm coming home late, but I told you already how important this is. Hey, shh, 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 calm the fuck down. The boss can hear you. The cameras are gonna be able to see you with your. You know, if you're acting ballistic like this, please calm down. Take a seat. Listen, you're right. There are things that we need to talk about. But I would really appreciate it if I can just go over these next 72 hours in peace, and then we can discuss things. Please. Hi, no, please, please, sir, you really don't need to come out. It's just a little discussion that I needed to have with him. Stop it. Stop it, you're embarrassing us. No, he didn't mean to accuse you, please. Sir, it's just a misunderstanding. You know how passionate he can be at work sometimes. He's the same with our relationship. You could tell him about the fact that there's nothing going on between the two of us, since clearly he wouldn't listen to me, sir. You could tell him that. You only ask me to stay late just so that we can finish reports and stuff. I Men. Fucking men. Listen. I will not have your ego really ruin my career at this moment, please. Nothing is happening. Nothing. How am I going to prove it to you? Fuck him. What? Are you insane? Excuse me, sir. I really don't think it's a good idea. No, I really, really don't think it's a good idea. He's a little, emotional at the moment. And we really shouldn't be rising to the, anger, please. Okay. 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 Sweetie. Honey. You're going to see this. You're going to sit down. You're going to see this. And you're going to learn the truth. But know this. All right? You asked for it. Okay? We're going to lock the door. Nobody's coming out. No, sir. Not even you. Because clearly, you are also, well, you also seem to be very amused at the situation, so I would have you stay here as well. Close the door, and just please. All right, sweetie. You really want to know what's going on between me and the boss? Well, you're right. You're right. I do fuck the boss almost every evening that I could. He makes me feel good. He doesn't make me feel like a piece of shit. And his cock is so fucking good. Oh, it feels so fucking good deep inside me. No, you're gonna sit there. Because you asked for it, right? You wanted to know. And you seemed very adamant of knowing the truth. So I'm going to tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. In fact, I'm going to show you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You know why I leave the house earlier than you? It's so that I could get to prepare and wear the best fucking lingerie I can find at home. All lace, all pretty, all decadent, all shiny, all pretty, all sparkly. So that when Sir sees me, he knows exactly what he's going to expect. He's going to expect a good little secretary later tonight on her knees with her pretty high heels and nothing but the lingerie that she's chosen, with her mouth wide open and ready to receive his fucking big cock. Right, sir? Right. Sir, will you please show my partner here your amazing cock so that he knows exactly what he's dealing with? Thank you, sir. You see now, honey, why I choose him, why I choose to come home late. None of this would have happened, by the way, if I didn't find out about you and that other girl on the team. Don't pretend you don't know. There are reasons why you come home late, too. So I don't know why you're freaking out right now when you do exact same thing to me. And you berate me when we come home and you get angry when I come home. So, you're only seeing the consequences of your actions, honey. And if you want to sustain a relationship, this man is who you should be looking at. Because look how big his cock is. Look how nice his cock stands.
So powerful, so thick, so perfectly suited for me. You know, someone you would call a good-for-nothing whore. Because I wouldn't mind turning into a whore for this nice big cock. And he tastes so much better than you do. I honestly don't know how that other girl can tolerate you. This is the taste of a man who takes care of himself. The women he enjoys. No, I don't give a shit if he's sleeping around with others. I'm not in a relationship with him.
We're not in a committed relationship. All we want is to bang.
The fuck? To make each other feel good. That's about fucking it. Because I told you the truth when I said there was nothing happening between me and the boss. Nothing emotional, at least. His cock? His delicious fucking cock. And all my holes. My tight, warm holes ready to welcome him whenever he wants. Isn't that right, sir? Aren't I doing a good job? Taking care of your big, delicious cock. What would you tell my partner over here? Just how much I love sucking your cock. How I spend every day after lunch on my knees, ready to receive you. Ready to give you your way of having a wonderful pick-me-up. How sometimes you take your meetings with me down on my knees. Lapping your cock and your balls with my tongue. Now sometimes we have to be quiet when you fuck my pretty face. How sometimes I look like I'm crying, but actually, you just made a mess of me. Just because you make me feel so fucking good. Better than any man I've been with. Any man I've fucked with. Oh, am I seeing this? Is it for real? Are you actually hard right now, dear? You like it? When I suck his cock. When I show you how much I enjoy it. When I tell you everything about it.
Well, I look like this. I know it's a little whore. God, my boss is calling. Go ahead. Keep talking. I don't give a shit. That's my boss.
Right, sir. In fact, maybe it would even help him feel better if we allow him to stroke his cock in front of us and give him a nice little show. You like that, sweetie? Don't be shy. It's only just the three of us now. And I won't tell that other girl either. I won't tell her that you're rock hard right now. At the sight of your partner with her tits out, nothing but her lingerie and her heels, sucking her boss with her pretty little mouth. Go ahead. And stroke yourself. Imagine this was your cock sucking right now. But you can't even match him. Oh, sir. This is turning you on too, isn't it? The fact that we're fucking in front of my partner. That you're using my mouth and my throat. Oh, but I would like for us to show him another way that you use me. Why don't you fuck me across the desk? Oh, it will give him a nice sight for sure. The look of his partner, her face twisted in pleasure. While you fuck her to completion. Oh yes, this is turning me on as well, sir. Please, would you please fuck me in front of my partner? Would you please show him just how good you fuck me? Would you show him how loud you can make me scream? How loud and how good and how fucking perfect your cock is. Please. Please. I knew you wouldn't say no. That's why you're the boss. Watch us, sweetie. Watch us. See how good he makes me feel. How every stroke makes me feel so fucking good that I come to him every single fucking time. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, don't stop stroking, my dear. Don't stop stroking, sweetie. You're going to stroke to him completely destroying my fucking pussy, all right? You're going to stroke to him. Oh, making me feel so fucking good the way you never fucking could. Oh, fuck, sir. Yes, 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 yes. You're going to see him finish deep inside of me the way I never let you do. Please, yes, yes, yes. Fuck, 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 sir. Fuck, yes, I'm your good fucking whore. I'm your good fucking whore. That's right, sweetie. Keep stroking. Keep stroking. You might even finish at the same time as both of us. Yes, fuck, 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 fuck. Please, sir. Yes. Fuck, you feel so fucking good. No, don't stop, sir. Don't stop, please. Please, yes, yes, yes. Fuck, 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 sir. You feel... I need you. I need you to come deep inside of me. Please, sir. Please. No, don't stop stroking, sweetie. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. 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 So good. So fucking good. So, please, please, sir. Please, inside of me. I can't hold any longer. Come inside of me. Show up. Oh, fuck, fuck, see, oh,
I can even last longer than you could, sweetie. Oh, what a mess you've made. And what a mess he's made deep inside of me. Fuck. Thank you so much, sir. Oh, you never fail to make me feel so fucking good. I could feel his cum leaking down my thighs. You can never match him. You can never match how good he makes me feel. Oh, thank you so much, sir. Fuck. Fuck. Now, do you know the truth, sweetie? Do you know the truth? I suggest you wrap yourself up, march your way back home, and have a good thought about all of that's just happened today and what you're going to do next. Me and the boss are going to finish this report, and we're going to finish each other over and over and over again right after. Right, sir? he just makes me feel so good in a way that you could never. I'm not even mad you're fucking her instead of me. Go ahead. Get out of our office. Me and the boss, well, we have some work to do.